The Missing Diamonds, Agent Cyber Investigates, Book 1. Written by Annabel Sami and read by Xenia Starr. It felt like they were walking on air as Zyber, Poppy and Ali ascended the stairs to Maysoon's room. They beamed as they marched up the gilded staircase. Zyber almost expected a round of applause from Maysoon's entourage, but she stifled that thought before she got carried away. After all, they still had their biggest investigation to pursue. The case of the missing collar. Even Roberto could sense he was getting closer to Maysoon as he tugged on the makeshift lead and pointed his nose in the direction of her room. They rounded the staircase and were heading down the corridor when they noticed a solitary figure waiting alone by their hotel room door.
"Uh-oh," Poppy muttered.
"Mariam, what are you doing here?"
Ali asked as they drew level with her. Cyber expected Mariam to frown or smirk or say something sarcastic, but instead she draped an arm around Ali's shoulders and playfully knocked into him. Something wasn't right. It was like Mariam had had a personality transplant.
"What do you mean?" she smiled.
"Why wouldn't I want to come and see my favourite cousins and Poppy?"
Ali wriggled out of her grip.
"Sorry, Mariam, we don't have time to chat,"
Cyber said as politely as possible. This was really testing how professional she could remain as a detective.
"We have to go find the celebrity,"
Mariam finished for her. Her eyes gleamed with excitement.
"Oh no,"
Cyber thought.
"She wants to come with us."
She gripped Roberto's lead tighter. What was she up to?
"I just wondered if... well..."
Mariam shifted about uneasily. She almost seemed nervous.
"I thought I could come with you."
Poppy actually laughed out loud.
"Absolutely not,"
Ali scowled. Cyber scooped Roberto up and he whined in her arms.
"You think that after you've been nothing but nasty to Cyber," Poppy began, "after you were mean on her birthday, have been trying to get us into trouble all day and done nothing to help us rescue Roberto?"
Poppy paused for a breath.
"You think after all that we would let you come with us to meet Maysoon?"
All three of them stared at Mariam, waiting to hear what she'd have to say.
Yes,
Mariam ventured.
"No!"
Poppy cried. Red circles had appeared on each of her cheeks. Cyber began to feel a small pang of sympathy for her cousin deep inside her. Were those tears brimming in Mariam's eyes? She dashed one away as she realised that the friends weren't going to let her join them.
"Maybe not, but at least I didn't tell Aunt Jessica that you were all in the attic."
Cyber stepped between Poppy and Mariam. She knew Poppy was just frustrated with Mariam's behaviour, but didn't mean that they had to be mean to her cousin. Just like Eden Lockett's rule number 11 says, the best agent is cool, calm, and oozes charm.